From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jeffries. The newest sport to be played in the National Senior Games, taking place in Minnesota in a couple of weeks, pickleball. And the guy directing the competition, Tom Burkhart, is a Baton Rougean. We'll talk with him in a minute. But first, Nick Jansen takes us to a local gym where players have been practicing.
At the Breck Cedar Ridge Gym on a Tuesday night, about 15 people, most seniors, stand on a wooden court. A large fan blows warm air around. Everyone's here to do one thing, play pickleball. What ball?
So I had to come home and Google what pickleball was.
That's Claude Peterson.
I learned of the game just about 4 or 5 months ago. I was visiting some friends down in the villages, and I heard some of these noises behind some trees. And I looked through and it looked like tennis courts, but smaller. And the people I'm with said, oh yeah, that's pickleball.
And now Peterson's playing a game of mixed doubles. All four players hold an oversized ping pong paddle. As the players lob the pickleball, similar to a wiffle ball, across the net, they creep closer toward the middle of the court. Soon, each team stands 7 feet away from the net on the edge of a buffer zone called the kitchen. The ball doesn't even touch the court anymore. The players just whack volleys. Win or lose, Joey Boudreaux's hooked on pickleball.
I played one game and I fell in love with it. It's fun.
And no one waits longer than they have to get back on the court. For WRKF News, I'm Nick Jansen.
Tom Burkhart is in charge of the pickleball at Cedar Ridge, and he's here with me now. Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, how did you get involved in this sport?
I'm a retired teacher, coach, and principal. And at the time, I was teaching physical ed, and we were meeting in the summer. And, of course, I said, well, what all do we have to do here? And they went through all the team things like softball and flag football and volleyball and that kind of stuff. And so I just kept pushing. And finally, they said, well, there's a box in the back that we haven't ever opened up. And this was in 1980. And so we said, all right, let's go get it and let's read the directions and see what it is. And so it was a pickleball set. And so we read the directions and we decided, all right, tomorrow we got to come back and try this. We'll come back dressed, ready to play. Mm-hmm. And the next day we came back ready to play and we had a blast with it and we put it in immediately to our whole curriculum. Every kid got it in school. They loved it.
And you kept playing. I mean, when did you sort of become really a player yourself?
Well, I did not play much then. I did tell the kids in the class, we're going to have a round-robin tournament, and then if the winner at the end of the unit can play me, and if they beat me, of course, I'm going to give them an A, right? Well, I never had to give one, but I gave them anyway because the classes were good. But I was at that school 17 years at Baker Middle, and then I got kicked into administration. And I was out of it then, out of pickleball completely then. And then, I don't know, I was a principal, and couple of years before I retired, there was a blurb in the Southeast News, which is was a neighborhood newspaper out that part of the town where I live, and it said, we need seniors to come play pickleball. Well, that hacked me off right there, saying seniors, because I didn't want to be a senior. And little did I know that when you become 50, officially, you're a senior, so... So anyway, I went over there, and it was crazy because that gym's like 3 blocks from my house. I'd never been in that gym, and there it was, and I loved pickleball anyway, and back from when I taught it, so I fell right in.
Are you playing in the senior games?
Yes, I am playing, and playing in doubles and playing in mixed doubles. You have to qualify in a state senior Olympic game tournament. Every state is allowed one tournament to have for their senior Olympic games. The top four out of that various age groups are qualified to go to the national tournament.
Talk about the competition there.
You're playing the top three out of each state in various age groups. And so, yes, the competition is good. It starts out good at the very beginning almost.
So what does it take to be a good pickleball player?
Patience. A lot of the game is placement, and you're up near the net, and you're hitting little soft shots barely over the net so that the other team will hit it up high and give you a chance to smash it back at them. And the first time I saw some good players play, it was like they did 15 across the net back and forth by each guy, hit 15 shots back and forth before they even tried for a winner. I don't have that patience yet, but, you know.
So how do we cheer in pickleball? There's etiquette always.
You can have as much fun as you want because the players will be having fun. 2 years ago in Cleveland, we followed badminton. Mm-hmm. And we went in there and during badminton, and I would have thought somebody had died. I mean, there was no noise. You can't hear the birdie. Everybody's so polite and quiet and everything. And then we come in there the next week and have our pickleball tournament, and it's just the opposite. It's just noisy and carrying on and people having fun. So you can't make too much noise in pickleball.
So cheer for every shot.
Yep. That's it.
Well, Tom Burkhart, we will certainly do that. You will be directing the pickleball events for the National Senior Games taking place in Minnesota, and you will also be competing.
Yes, I will.
All right. Go, Tom.
Thank you very much.
I'm Amy Jeffries, and this is WRKF.